Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today. It's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Corey, and we're getting after it again. This is Second Date Update, y'all.
We like to see how a date went, a first date went, figure out maybe if something went wrong or there was a misunderstanding, and we try to get you a second date.
Yeah, so let's say hi to Dwayne. Dwayne, good morning.
Good morning.
So thank you for calling us. We want to help you out with your lady, Cassie. Y'all went on a date.
Yeah.
How did you meet, and then how did the date go? Why don't you just, let's just lay it out.
So I met Cassie while I was on Hinge. And, you know, I got the free version, so you only get about, like, 10 likes. And she was one of the special ones I selected. Oh. And we just so happened to have some likely interest in things.
Mm-hmm.
So we went out into town. Had a couple drinks and had a really good time. I mean, the bond, it felt easy to talk to her, unlike any other girl I've dated on Hinge.
Sure.
Yeah, I thought things went really well. I mean, she was laughing the entire time, smiling, giving all cues and signals. And then, you know, when it came to after the date, I'm texting her, and she's only sending me, like, one-word answers or an emoji, or so like my message and just leave it at that. And I'm like, yo, the energy did a whole 180. What happened?
It's not what it used to be, huh?
At all.
Okay.
At all.
Maybe she entered a nunnery.
It's better than your dateline scenarios.
That's true. That's
maybe
true.
She just switched up on me.
I don't know, but that's why we're here. We'll find out.
So, Dwayne, we're going to have you mute your phone and we'll call her and see what's up. Maybe we can get some answers, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, hang on one sec. We'll play a song. We'll get to it. It's a second date update. Star 101.3. Hang on. More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today it's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Corey. We're doing second date update. We've been chatting with Dwayne. He went on a date with Cassie. So apparently they had fun.
A lot of laughter.
Met for lunch in San Francisco. Dwayne, nothing you can think of that went sideways?
Nothing. I mean, like I said, she was laughing and smiling the entire time.
Sure. Well, let's call her and find out. Maybe she'll give us some insight on how she felt about the date. Hang on one second.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak with Cassie, please?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Cassie. It's Marcus and Corey from Star 101.3.
Morning.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Okay.
Do you happen to listen to the show?
I do. I actually listen every morning.
She sounds so calm.
We call her
all the time.
So, hey, Cassie, it's time for second date update.
I have an idea with this. That's probably why I'm not surprised.
Okay.
So you know second date update?
Yes.
Awesome.
Listen every morning. I'm on my way to work.
This is easy.
All right. So we might as well, you know how this works. So, Dwayne, you can unmute your phone because she knows you're there.
Yeah, Dwayne's asking about you.
Hello.
He would love to go on a second date.
I don't know about that. I don't think that's going to happen.
Can you give us some insight?
At all. Well, we met online on one of the dating apps. I'm on a few, so I don't remember which one. But I think it was Hinge. But we had a good time. He cracked jokes, I cracked jokes, we laughed, we had dinner, we had a couple glasses of wine. And then he's telling me about his childhood. I shared some things about my childhood.
Uh-huh.
And then we talked about our careers, and we kind of gave each other a quick synopsis of our life. He then starts telling me how he's somewhat lonely at times, and every now and then he'll pull out a telescope and watch his neighbors. He'll make sure that their blinds are open, and he'll pull out a telescope and watch his neighbors live their lives in whatever they're doing. There's nothing that he doesn't want to see.
Have you ever had a telescope, Marcus?
Yeah, sure.
Have you ever looked in somebody's window?
That's what he was telling me.
I mean, maybe when I was a kid, I don't remember. I had binoculars, too.
That's a strange thing, and I'm not interested. I'm not interested in seeing anything.
Wait, wait, wait. Wait, so is that not like reality TV? Like really reality TV?
No, you're a peeping Tom. You're literally
okay, hold on.
A peeping
I'm not
Tom.
Just you have like I'm just name. Watching them. You act like I'm just watching them get intimate. That's not what I'm doing. I'm watching their lives, like what they do on a
but
regular
why
basis.
Why would you? But why?
It's entertaining. I mean, do you not watch television? Do you not watch movies?
No.
I don't think it's
no,
the same weird. Thing.
Different
I don't know why you're baffled. I don't know why you're baffled that I stopped talking
well,
to you.
Because they know they're being Cassie, filmed.
Is this for real,
that's
by
the
way?
That's the difference. Those people know they're being filmed.
Well, Cassie, what I'm confused about is I thought we were bonding because you told me that you like the people watch. Is that not
yeah. Yeah, when I'm at a restaurant or I'm sitting at the beach and people are walking by with their kids and the stroller and their dogs, that's completely different.
So what's the difference? I'm people watching. I'm just watching my neighbor.
Look, Dwayne, if you don't know the difference between your habit and mine, then there's nothing else that we need to talk about. There's no need for us to be in contact anymore. You can move my number and continue what you're doing. See if that works for anybody else you go out on a date with. Or maybe just not share that on the first date. How about that?
You think? Yeah, hang on. Cassie with the pro tip.
She's not wrong.
Sometimes I feel like we're getting punked. I don't know. Anyway,
They were intense. They both had very strong feelings on the subject.
Second date update. 7:05 weekday mornings, replays at 9:05. And of course, we have the podcast. As you know, you can binge listen on the iHeartRadio app. Download that for free. I literally go look for Marcus and Corey. Second date update.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.